put the third mechitza kineged Rosh Tur. Exactly what Rosh Tur, Rashi says here, it means like a telem. That's what telemana, when you plow and you make rows of plowing, that the last row is diagonal. Kiss, what it means to say is maybe the third wall should go diagonally, like the top picture here is. Sure, you have two walls going Mizruch, then you have Tzofen, and then the third wall, let's say it's diagonal. Like, why do you say if you go straight down, it makes more sense to make a diagonal. If you make a diagonal, it's like closing up that area. It's like in the place of two mechitzas. So that's the kash. How do you know to say to be soimich? Just on the picture we had before, just coming straight down, maybe the third tefach, the third wall of the tefach, has to go diagonally. So Shosak Rav, Ratia quiet. He didn't know exactly how to answer that. L'chur and Svar, you're right. But we'll soon say the lach is not that way. Itmanam, we learned also, like Rav said, that Omar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi, Ma'amida Keneged HaYotze. Not to make it a diagonal, but you make a Keneged HaYotze that we had before. You make the two mechitzas, one touching the other one, then on the third, either the end of the top or the end of the bottom, going across, that's where the tefach comes out. V'chein Murim Bei Medrash, and that's what we learned in the base of Medrash, also the same thing, that Ma'amida Keneged HaYotze. This third wall goes Keneged HaYotze. Not the Agna, not the Lachson, not goes straight down. That's where the third wall goes. Now, Rav Simin, V'itema, Rav Yeshua Belevi, Omar. Oise loy tefach sechi. Now, you have to do a little bit more to this third wall, the tefach. Not just on a tefach. You have to make a tefach sechi. Means a little barachus. In other words, a tefach damasin is full at voice. So not to make them a measurement of tight, but to make them a little bit loose. And Rashi says, the etzvoyes are not touching one another. In other words, really, it's a tefach and a mashu mua. That's what you have to take. And Rashi says, tefach seichet, moide din vedalet etzvoyes, sheinim loige zu bezu. The four etzvoyes are not touching, not squashed. They have a tefach and mashu. Really, that's the size of a tefach and a little mashu mua. The kid said, this third mechitza, the wall has to be at least a little bit more than a tefach. O ma'amido, you put it. V'pochos mishloisha tfochim somach nadoifim. Not that it should go all the way on top, touching the top wall, but like picture base here, it has to be a little bit below. It has to be less than three tfochim away from the top wall. If it's less than three tfochim away, you have to have a space of a little bit less than three tfochim. Abi, it's less than three tfochim, the Klaldis, as Gemara says, v'chol pochos mishloisha somach nadoifim kalavidami. Since it's a little bit less than three tfochim, you say lovid. Lovid makes it attached. So what comes out now is you have the one tefach here of your mechitza. And you're putting it within a little bit less than three tefachim. And since it was a tefach and a mashu, it comes out together now you have four tefachim really. Because the three tefachim of the space, tochus a mashu, now plus the extra mashu of this tefach, and the tefach is four tefachim. So Rashi explains the mile of four tefachim is that's roiv of a mechitza. A mechitza you need for sukkah has to be zayin tefachim. So roiv of it is four tefachim. So that's the eitzah. With this one tefach, you have to put it in a way that from the one tefach, we're making it come into be four tefachim. And that's called roiv mechitza. That's what's good. And some of us was mashmi. This is al part of the local mashmi sinai. This is midiraisa, they hold. Now that we say midiraisa, the third wall is enough with the tefach. You can't just stand mamish, put the tefach all the way on top. You have to make it with the din lovid to give it a shame, dalid tefachim. So drashu ma'amidah v'pochas migimul. So mochli achas hadafanis, or pochus migimul kolavid. Every leg the mechitza shall dalat tefachim. It comes out now. You have a mechitza four tefachim. Or meshach sukkah shiva. And how long is the wall of the sukkah? The smallest wall could be seven tefachim. Nimsaruba shall daitanasi. Comes out. You made roiv. Sabi. You made roiv. That's what you have to have. So understand. This is also a rhyme we spoke out before. Here Rashi says clearly how long does the wall of the sukkah have to be at least? Or meshach sukkah shiva. It has to be seven tefachim. Even though before we spoke on Rashi said, Shiva mashu, and then we said, that's Teishit here also. Teishit here also says, the Shiva, Shiva tefachim mashu, neither mashu more. Before we spoke out, the Pnei Yeshu asked, and Gans Masech the Sukkah, mashu, always all you have to have is just Shiva tefachim. You don't need the extra mashu. That's a mashu for Rashi here also. It's enough just Shiva, seven tefachim, not the extra mashu. So it's good if Pnei Yeshu learned before, Rashi before only said it, in a case where it was more than 20 amasai, and you build an amud, you build an itzaboy, you build a platform. So now in order to say good asik, then we want to say the mechitzas of the amud go straight up. So Pnei Yeshu said there, good asik works, not from the outside of the platform, but the first mashu of the platform, that has to go up. So Kumta says that the platform itself, the itzav itself, has to be a little bit more than seven tefachim. It has to be shivu mashu, kadei that the mechitza at the end should be able to come up. So before Rashi said you need shivu mashu, because we're talking about making the mechitza on top of the itzavah. Mashenkin here, we're talking about making a regular sukkah on the floor. When you make the mechitzas on the floor, how long is the length of the sukkah? The smallest length you can have is shivu tefachim. That's enough. So that's this eitzav. Take this one tefach and put it within three tefachim from the top wall, or within the kru on the side wall, and now it's kosher. Now you have a din of four tefachim, roiv of the mechitza, less talocha and helps for the third mechitza. Omer Rav Yehuda, not halacha now. Sukkah also kemovi. What's going to be the halacha of a sukkah that's made like a movi, like picture gimel? You have two mechitzas, but not like bays, like an L shape, one touching the other one. But you have two mechitzas there connected there, two opposite sides. You have mamish like a road, like a movi. And here poshtim means a movi mafulish that's open on both sides. So you have two adjacent mechitzas. Is the halacha is kishera. It's like a kosher. You can put chach on top of this. It's also kosher for the two walls. What do you do with the third wall? So to v'yoyse tefach ma'mida l'chol ruach sheyitza. The third mechitza has to be a tefach. Here else you can put it wherever you want. In other words, there are four corners here. Each one of the two walls has a corner. Two has two corners to it. So either one of these four inside corners, put the tefach there, and that's good. Trashik sheira. He holds two mechitzas, doesn't have to touch one another. It's enough there, connected there. And the whole ruach sheyitza, shurayesh kana bo yotzin, uliyez the yotzin sheyotzi yafenu. Either one of the four sides you want, you can put it there. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Simon, v'tein Rabbi Shur ben Levi Yomer, he asks this and says, no. You have to have a little bit of bigger hechsher here. He holds oiseloi pas arbo. Here, like a picture dalid, you can't just take a little tefach. You have to take a piece of wood that's long four tefachim. You have to have a path, a piece of mechitza, a board that's our board that's four tefachim wide. Umashu, a little bit more than four tefachim. Umamidoy bepochas mishloisha somachavayfin. I put like picture dalid here. Even though here the top board is in the middle, it doesn't have to be much in the middle. It can be close to either one of the two sides. Abi, it's within three tefachim, a little bit less. There's three tefachim away from one of the two sides. So then we say, v'chol pokas mishloisha, anything less than three tefachim, somach l'doifin, near the wall, k'lov adami, it has lacha like lover, it's like attached to the wall. So it comes out now, how long is this third mechitza? It's seven tefachim, because the pas itself is four tefachim and a mashu. And the whole is kamat mashu less than three tefachim. So together it's seven tefachim. So here for the third wall, where the two walls are like a mavui, are adjacent one to the neck of the other, then you have to have a path that makes the top mechitz into a seventh tefachim, which is the hechshir of a masukah. In other words, according to him, he holds that shtayim kilchosin always has to be there touching the other one. You always have to have the two walls have to be touching one and the other. So therefore, picture dalit, that the first two walls are not touching one another. So you have to have it that the top wall, like it's connected to a side one with lovet, and it has a shame seven tefachim, which is a hechsher sukkah. Therefore, you can say the side wall and the top wall are like touching one another. But that's what Simon's pshat. But you always have to have the two touching one another. So Gemara asks now, Umayish no hosam, how come in picture two, days, the karmitzagi tefach sechit? On the first picture, we have the two mechitzes touching one another like an L shape. The third mechitzah is enough just a tefach. Umayish no, how come here in picture dalid, the kamrit boy pas arba. Here you say you have to have a pas of four tefachim. And since the two mechitzas are side by side, they're not touching one another. Now, for in between on top to touch them, you have to have a pas four tefachim. What's the difference? Where's this question? Hosom di kishtei defines kuchosom on top on picture base like an L shape. We have your two first two mechitzas that are touching. There's like an L one next to the other. Then we say sagalei betefach soichet. The sheikhet. Then the third mechitza is enough just with one tefach, like a picture base. Abahocha and picture gimel and dalid to let your stay defanis. You don't have two defanis kilchosan. You don't have the two walls touching one another. The two walls opposite one the other, like a road. So then we say yikah pas arba. If you have this pas on top, that's four tefachim and a mashu in, then it's kosher. Because when you put that board, that's four and a mashu next to the wall, within three tefachim, you say lovid, so it's like you have a mechitza of seven tefachim. So then you start to have your gam, you have your two mechitzas touching one another. But the top mechitza doesn't come to be like a real mechitza, it's no good. You can't just have a tefach on top. You have to make a real mechitza. So the kids will be coming out now that two mechitzas, kilchosan, always means they have to be touching one another. It has to be like an L shape. So even though we're saying kiksha gimel and dal is kosher, like a road where you have two opposite, one opposite the other, that's only because the third wall on top is going to have a shem hechsher mechitza. It's also going to be seven tefachim long. Because there you have this path dalet tefachim, plus the love it makes it seven tefachim, so that's mechitza called a mechitza. So again, on top you have the side and the top that's touching one another. So you have again your hechsher two mechitzas. The third mechitza is enough to have the mechitza on the side. Right. Omar Rava, V'eina niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. Rava is saying a chiddush now. Rava is saying that Zion picture beis, when we said when you have two mechitzas kachosan, like a gam, like an el, and now the third mechitz is not a tefach, that tefach also needs a tzuras ha-pesach. Well, not also, but he says, V'eina niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. This tefach has to have a shein tzuras ha-pesach on it. What does that mean, the tzuras ha-pesach? Rashi says, Amarova v'ena teres elu b'tzuras ha-pesach. The ervin, we learned the Gemara ervin. That was a tzuras ha-pesach mean. Amahechi dami tzuras ha-pesach. Kona mikan v'kona mikan v'kona agabeim. A stick going up here, a stick going up next to it, and then a stick going across on top. That's called a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, v'ochi kama rov. This is what Rav says. The tefach sheshninu b'braisa shemate b'doifin shlishes. That we said the third mechitz is enough only a tefach like the picture bays. This tefach, you have to make out of it, this mechitza, this wall, wider tefach, you have to make it into a tzuras ha-pesach. It has to go along the length of the whole third wall. In other words, just like on fixture base, the left wall is long, hold in the right side also, with a tzuras ha-pesach, you have to make it as long as the left wall. Ketzer, how do you do that? Kono shelchatzi tefach. Take this tefach metchila and crack it in half like. So you have a half of a konon, that's a half of a tefach wide. Kone shokhati tefach, eitzel hayoytze, mamish all the way on top of the top mechitza. The kone shokhati tefach, now the other half of the chati tefach, the mikzoya, put it all the way down on the bottom on the right side. The mikzoya shekneged, opposite to the other wall. The kone agabem, you have to have a kone going straight across on top, attaching one chati tefach to the other chati tefach. Mizel is there. His head will like kilo kol adayf and sosim. Then we see as if the whole third wall is called sosim. The pesach sheyesh to tzuras ha-pesach sima mal yasi. That's called the good sima. It's called the good mechitza. Perakam of the Ervin. Vizel tefach shom hachomim. This is the tefach that we learn halach l'moshim yisinai. It's enough the third wall of a tefach. That's the pshat from this tefach. That this tefach is not really just a tefach. No, you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach also. Now some of us should learn about this tzuras ha-pesach that you need is only midirabon and midiras ha-heker. You have to have a tzuras ha-pesach, not midiraisa. But the other kasha the ask is that monashoch, if you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach, so the chura there's no halachal moshe mitzina then. Because a tzuras ha-pesach is called the good mechitza. Vilcha Shabbos, you can make a whole rishus ha-yochid out of a tzuras ha-pesach. If you have four mechitzas with tzuras ha-pesach, it's a good rishus ha-yochid. So if you're telling me now this third wall now needs the tzuras ha-pesach along the whole third wall, so what's the halacha l'moshe mitzinai? It's mamish a good mechitza. So the Torah says no. That we had before, for hilcha sukkah, the mechitzas have to be nikoros. You have to be able to see the mechitzas. That we had before, good asik won't be good for mechitzas of sukkah. So now that's the pshat. Really, without the halacha l'moshe mitzinai, the third wall would have to have a real good mechitza that you can see the mechitza. A tzuras ha-pesach is not called a mechitza you could see. So therefore, the halacha l'moshe sinai is that tefach is good. With the rabbanim, you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach also. But about the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't really make it for third wall. Well, we're marked the third wall is still with the din of this tefach. That's good. As halacha l'moshe sinai, the third wall is enough with the tefach. Now, ikad the army something like this. Two lishenis down rova. Ikad the army omar rova v'niteres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. That rova says you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach. He didn't mean to say you have to also have it. Just mean to say either one is good. Either a tefach, the way we're learning until now, a tefach is good, or else you're saying a kula. If you don't want to have a tefach, you can make a tzuras ha-pesach for the third wall. Just take a corner, a stick of mashu on top, and another stick of mashu on the bottom, and put a stick across on top, and that's matir. That's rather saying a kula. You don't bedavka have to have a tefach for the third wall. It's enough either a tefach or a tzuras of Pesach. Shrashi v'teres, nami v'tzuras of Pesach. Mashma the tefach sheshninu hainu k'neforsh, Rabbi Simon Liel. Oysa stima tefach eitzel ayotzei. Make the stima tefach all the way on top. V'yosu rabu l'meimut, v'yemosu tzuras of Pesach al-panechol, adoifin b'shnei kanim kolshu. V'kon agabeyim koyle b'mokam tefach. U'mashta kavosei, di oihai oihai mashir. That this Ikud Yam is saying, you don't bedavka need a tefach there. It's enough even a tzuras ha-pesach. That the tzuras ha-pesach is a mamrish two mashus. You have a stick of a mashu on top, a stick of a mashu on bottom, and a stick going across on top. That's good for the third wall. Tremendous chiddush. That's an Ikud Yam here. That you don't bedavka need a tefach, it's enough with tzuras ha-pesach. Or else a tefach, but two you don't need. That's one Ikud Yam. And then the other way, Ikud Yam is some say, no, that's not what Rava said. Rava meant to say like this. And the law is the second shot that Omar Rava, Utsricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. You should know the third wall needs both. The third wall needs the Tefach, and it also needs the Tzuras HaPesach, the Chumra. And this is Midrabonin. For the Eraisis, the law of Moshe Messina, it's enough just out the Tefach, like we learned before in Picture Bay. You put the Tefach with the, next to the wall, a little bit less than 3 Tzvachim away, so you have your Dalit Tzvachim there. That's the law, that's good for the third wall. Midrabbanan, you also need a tzuras ha-pesach, and that's the halachah. If you want to make the smallest mechitz sukkah you can have, is two walls, one next to the other, like an L shape. Then the third wall, take just a tefach, and put it, a tefach and a mashu, put it a little bit less than 3 tefachim away from the top wall, so you have your 4 tefachim there, and then midrabbanan, you also have to have a tzuras ha-pesach now. You have to have another stick, sticking down at the bottom here, at the bottom of the wall, where it should have ended, like the left side, and put a corner on top, agabein. Rashi. Utsricha nami tzuras ha-pesach. Mashma de tavayu bini. You need two things. Tefach eitzel ha-yotzei. You need your top tefach to be on top. V'kona, another kona you need, v'zov yeshekenegdoi, on the bottom where the long wall should have ended. You need a kona there. V'kona shagabeim, another stick going straight across on top. Mitefach zeh l'kona shazovies. From the first tefach to the bottom stick. So that's what Rav holds. You have to have two things, and the second one is zichroni mit rabbonin. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi Aschel Rav Kana. Rav Ashi met Rav Kana. To Ka'ovit Tefach Shechik, he has his mechitz, he had a sukkah, that only had two walls, like an L shape, one touching the other one. And for the third wall, he was taking a Tefach Shechik, means a little bit more than a Tefach. And he put it, in other words, pushed it within 3 Tefachim of the top wall, that with love you have on top 4 Tefachim. The Ka'ovit Tzuras HaPesach, and he also made a Tzuras HaPesach, two things he did. He did the top tefach with the tzuras ha-pesach from that tefach downwards until where the right, left wall ends on the right side. He made a tzuras ha-pesach. Is omelet Rav Ashi said to Kanam loisava mar? Don't you hold lahod the rova? Rova said yama rova that when he teres nami the tzuras ha-pesach. Has Rav Ashi thought the loch is like the first pshat that rova is saying either one is good, either a tefach or a tzuras ha-pesach. So in other words, what are you doing two for? So he answered the back and said no. O Malay, Ano Kidach Lishna the Rava Svirli. I hold that the other Lashon of Rava. The Omar Rava, O Tzricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. And that's the way we hold Malacha. Malacha Koponim with the Rabbonin, the third wall, you first need your Tefach on top, and then plus the Tefach, you also have to make a Tzuras HaPesach also. That's the way you have to make the Hechsha Sukkah. Right. Then the Mishnah is done in the Braisa, Stein and Kuchosin. The Loch we hold, you need two walls to be 7 Tefachim long, and the third wall could even be a Tefach. Omar Rava, Rava says now a tremendous Chiddush. Some Agoras now Rava, not Rava, but Rava. Omar Rava, V'chein l'Shabbos. The same Loch applies to Hilchah Shabbos also. In other words, Mi gud hevi doifen in yesukah, V'bal negei to a sukkah. This third wall is called a wall, the Moshe can fix your base. Even though really, if Hilchah Shabbos, this should not be called Rishus HaYochid. If you only have two mechitzas, and the third mechitza is not a long mechitza, it's only one tefach, that's all it is, Hilchah Shabbos is not called Rishus HaYochid. To make something for Rishus HaYochid, Hilchah Shabbos, you have to have at least 3 good mechitzas. Mashenke announced Hilchas Sukkah, we're saying now picture base, it's called a good sukkah. Since the third mechitzah is only a tefach, that's why we're going with Rabba, not Rovam. Havada, we're not talking about you made a Tzuras HaPesach also. Because if you may extended a Tzuras HaPesach on the left, on the right side, so Pshita, Hilchas Shabbos is called a good mechitzah. Tzuras HaPesach helps for Shabbos. We only said for sukkah you need mechitzah Nikoris. Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. But Havada, Hilchas Shabbos, Tzuras HaPesach helps. So Kura, now with Gerus Rabba, we're not talking about you made a Tzuras HaPesach here. We're just talking about a pure picture base. You add just two mechitzahs, and the third mechitzah, the third tefach, you start with one tefach on top. So for Hilchas Sukkah, we said, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it's called a good sukkah now. Hilchas Shabbos, the whole year round, it's not called a good Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So if you're over, what's going to be on Shabbos that comes out on Sukkis, so Shabbos Sukkis, what's going to be on this Shabbos, it's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Amigu. Migu, there'll be definitely in the sukkah. Migu, today is Sukkis. The Torah is said that this third mechitza, this little tefach on top, is called the mechitza. It makes the sukkah a kosher sukkah. It's heavy doifin in Shabbos. Who are then today when today is sukkah comes out on Shabbos? Sukkah Shabbos. It's called Rishus Yochid. And the mail, if you carry from Rishus Rabbim into the sukkah now, you be chay midiraisa. That's Rabbi's tremendous chiddush. So Drashi v'chem the first big line. V'chem the Shabbos. Afa pisha sorach l'Shabbos shalosh mechitzos l'yasav Rishus Yochid. That's Rashi Shita. To make your Rishus Yochid, you have to have three good mechitzas. Of a Shabbos shal sukkis, what's going to be that Shabbos comes out on sukkis? Muta lismecha mechitzas ha-sukkah. You'll have to be semech on your third wall, that's only a tefach for the sukkah. What's the case? Im also b'shus rabin. You made your sukkah in the b'shus rabin, right outside your front door. Right outside your front door is the b'shus rabin, and that's where you made your sukkah. Samach l'pischoi. Now sukkah, the angry l'shtayim kechosim, you made a sukkah, it only has two walls there. U'shlishas afilu tefach. And the third wall, you only have a tefach there. So now, midyaraisa, it's still called the Rishus Rabin, that sukkah. So really, on Shabbos sukkahs, you should not be allowed to carry from your house into your sukkah. The law is no. Machnes u'moitzim en lebeitha. You're allowed to take out the food from your house and bring it into your sukkah. V'yafagad v'shash Shabbos is le'mishtori on any other Shabbos of the year. You're not allowed to carry out from your house onto the sukkah. Still, this Shabbos you're allowed to. Why? That's Rabbis from Migu. Migu, the terrorist said today, that this tefach is called a mechitza for the Hilchas Sukkah. So Adin is called a mechitza for Hilchas Shabbos. And now it's called like you have three mechitzas. Midiraisa is called the Rishus HaYochid. Merely you're allowed to carry out from your house into the Sukkah. Right. Eisvei Abayis. Abayis has a kashya to Rabba. Omi Yamrina Migu, is it true what you're saying is tremendous chiddush? That you say Migu, something's good for Sukkah. It's good for Shabbos. For a time you would learn like this. Doifin Sukkah ki doifin Shabbos. The halachas of the walls of the sukkah have the same coolers like the walls by Shabbos. Another drash explains, we have more in Ervin, that to make a lechitza, to make a Rishus HaYochid by Shabbos, either you can have just shesis, or else just orez. Either you can have sticks standing up, one next to another, avida within three tfachim, one next to the other. So you say, love it. You can have a lechitza just like this, mamash, a stick mashu, or in between, a little bit less than three tfachim, then another stick mashu. You say, love it, say that you have a lechitza. So even though it's only shesi, still it's a good mechitza. Who did you could have orz? You could have a string going across, and then a little bit less than three tefach, and you have another string going across. So you say, love it like this, to make mechitzas going up this way. So just like the good by Shabbos, who are then the good for sukkah also? The mechitzas of the sukkah are also good. And we'll soon say, not like a man yom on the base. One man yom on the base says, the same word is the loch of chamso, is possible by the sukkah, who did it possible by the defanus? One man Yama says the walls of the sukkah has to be walls that don't let sun come in. But Allah, we don't hold like that. Allah, we hold the din itself is only by the tzchach and not by the defanus, by the walls. So merely you're allowed to have walls like this, even though about all the sun would come in. Because all you have is just mamash a mashu of a stick here, and then a little bit less than three tzvach of another mashu. So as much opening more, still it's kosher. So that's what the Brisa says, that doifin sukkah, the lochas of the mechitzas by the sukkah, ki doifin Shabbos. Could be the same type of defanus that are kosher by Shabbos. Obovad providing though, shlo yehei ben korin lechaber shlosh tzvachim. Between one stick and the next stick, there should not be a complete three tzvachim in between. Because when you have a complete three tzvachim, then you don't say love it. Now, the Brisa says, the yeseiro Shabbos al sukkah. Shabbos has a more chomedic halacha than Hilchas Sukkah does. Shaha Shabbos, ain't any terrorist, el bi'oimed rubal apparents. Shabbos is only mutter. If Rashi learns here, it means you take the cheshbon of all four walls. And all four walls, you have to have more oimah than you have parrots.
You have to have more mechitza space than you have openings. Like the Moslem, the four walls, you can have, let's say, a Pesach. In other words, you can have a mechitza, five tefachim here, then you have another mechitza here, five tefachim, and then you have a five tefachim space in between. And it's kosher, but there is a Pesach. Even though it's not a lovet, it's more than three tefachim, but it's called a Pesach. And again, Nachum will hear also you have a Pesach. So Lilcha Shabbos, even though the Lach is a Pesach in between, but it has to be when you add up the space of all the mechitzas, there's more mechitza than there is poritz. If there's more opening than mechitza, it's possible. That's by Shabbos. Mashenkin Sukkah is not the way. So Bryce says, V'yaseira Shabbos HaSukkah. Shabbos has a more chomotik Lach than Lilcha Sukkah does. Shah Shabbos, Einan Interest, Elo, P'yoymen Rubala Poritz. You have to have more oymen than poritz. Mashenkin B'Sukkah. By Sukkah, since we have the Lach L'Moshim Sinai, you just need three mechitzas, and the third one is not even a tefach, so come out automatically, you come out to have row with it open. So even though on the other two walls you have Pesachim also, that you'll have more openings than closure, still is kosher. By Sukkah, that's the Chiddush, that even though it's more openings, still is kosher. Shashak Mashenke, Rashi Shashabas and the Teres. If you have a lot of openings, a lot of door space, open door space in your walls, Shein Dem Surah Sapes, doesn't have a Surah Pesach. For Rav Maloyim, there's more openings than closure. Mevatle liyomen, it breaks the mechitza. It's not called the mechitza. Mashenkein besukah, the sagale b'shtayin tuchosin, hoshishes afilu tefach. The afilu hoyilab sachim b'shtay adafanis. Even if the other two walls have holes in them also, echad hashnayim, one or two. The chimitzarfulu b'hadi when you hear the molop shtayim aprutzais hevel aparth ruba b'shaya. Even though you'll have more openings than closure, still it's kosher. Since it's a chumrah of Shabbos over Sukkah, that Shabbos the mechitzas have to be more closed, and by Sukkah they can even be more opened. That's what the Braisa says. So what's the gate to us? The Marias Kasha now like this. Now my love, doesn't this Braisa mean to say, Yeseira Shabbos the Sukkah a Sukkah? That even when Shabbos comes out on Sukkot, this Shabbos also has the same halacha. That if you have your Sukkah, that if your Sukkah has now more open space than closure, even though it's a kosher sukkah, but nageya for Shabbos, though, it's not called Rishus Yachid, and you're not allowed to carry out. So, Kuri, you see, you don't say migu. I don't say migu, these are good mechitzas for sukkah, it's a good mechitza on Shabbos sukkah, for Shabbos also. So I say, I don't say migu. So, v'loya amrina migu, I don't say migu. So, Mar says, no, you have no right from this brisa. Loya, you know what the brisa means? You say Rosh Shabbos the Alma. It just means the other 51 Shabbosim of the year. The other Shabbosim of the year is more chaymer al Shabbos HaSukkah. More than the one Shabbos that comes out on Sukkot. And Echonami. The Shabbos that comes out on Sukkot, Migo, that's called a good mechitza now for the Sukkah, even though there's more opening than closure, it's kosher for Shabbos also. Mashenka, the rest of the year, the other Shabbosim of the year, it's possible, it's not called Rishus Yachid, since you have more opening than closure. So maybe it's not a kashan rabba. For the Mori Hoch, if that's true what you're saying, that the Bryce is tak old for Migu, listen me, weren't the Bryce say another Migu? The Bryce should have said like this, Yoch, listen me, Nami. Yeseira Sukkah the Alma should have said that Sukkah, in the middle of the week, has a more chomedic alocha, a Sukkah the Shabbos, than on the Sukkah that comes out on the day of Shabbos. Why? In other words, the Sukkah you need for the weekdays are more chomer, I'll tell you, than the Sukkah you need for Shabbos. The evil Sukkah the Alma, when Sukkah is the 7 days of Sukkah. The weekdays of Sukkot, Tilu Sukkah the Yalma Boyi Tefach Seichi. In a case we have like picture Dalit really, Gimel Dalit. When you have like the Mavim of Foolish, we have just two walls, the one adjacent to the other one. So the top closure, you have to have a Tefach, even though before we said you have to have a Pas Dalit Tefach. But this is a Chiddush, even according to Yehuda, they said all you need a Tefach. His later the Gemara said, Yeshua ben Levi said you have to have a Pas Arva. But first Yehuda said even a Tefach is enough. So Gemara means to say even according to Yehuda. A koponim need a tefach. Mashenkin here on Shabbos, it should be enough to have just a lechi. A koponim, by Sukkah though, in the middle of the week, there, you have to have a good third wall. You have to have at least, the Marseh Losh and Tefach here, the Chur means four tefachim we had before. It's like this, Vilu Sukkah the Alma boy tefach shechit. Vilu Sukkah the Shabbos. When Shabbos comes out on Sukkis, I'll tell you like boy tefach shechit. Then for the last mechitze, you shouldn't have to have even a tefach. The sagi belechi, it should be enough just to have a lechi. We know a lechi helps by Ervin, even though it's a mashu. Do atu diarmid, your sheet the rabbi holds, sikha gabi movi. Let's say you have a sukkah just has two walls, like picture dalid. Two walls, one opposite the other one, like a movi mafulish. Sheesh lo lechi, if on one end of it you have a lechi, just mamash a little stick, sticking up a mashu of a stick, is kosher. Why? Because you say migu. Rabbi Shitter is that lechi is mishum mechitza. The midiraisa lechi mamis is sosum, closes up this third wall. Therefore, midiraisa makes it into a shusha yachid. So on Shabbos or Sukkis, forget about the loch of Sukkah. On Shabbos alone, if you have two mechitas like Gimel and Dalet, and then you put a lechi on top, a small mashu, makes it for shusha yachid. So on Shabbos at Sukkah, should be the same halacha. If you have the Sukkah now, you put tzchach on top of it, there's only a lechi there, it's kosher. So just say a big kiddush, even in the middle of the weekday, when you want to use your Sukkah. It's only kosher if on top you have to have a good mechitza there, that we have before Paz Dalet, you have to have. But on Sukkahs of Shabbos, it's enough just to have a lechi. So namash it's a kula. So why doesn't it say you have kulas also? That sometimes on Shabbos, on Sukkahs, it's a more kula because you have less of a Sukkah to make a kosher. The sag of lechi. And if the Gemara, it's true, Avad, it's true. Avahula Yitzruch, the Braita didn't have to say it. Avad, the locher is emes, according to Rabbah. But the Braita didn't say it. You know why? Hashto mikiltala chamir tamrinon. Madach, the Braita is saying, halochas of Sukkah. Now, Sukkah is called the kilta, it's called the kal, an easy halocha. Because Sukkah is no chiv misa Sukkah. It's only misa sasei to make a Sukkah. Shabbos is called the chamirta. Because Shabbos are carrying out to make Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's a derais Yechayiv Misa for the Malachas on Shabbos. So the Seder Svar like this, Madbos the Braisa says, Hashtu Mikilt Lachamir Tamrinon, we said, well, you have your Sukkah. Your Sukkah has only two walls and a third Mechitza, one Tefach. Now, Vilcha Sukkah is called a good Sukkah. What about for Shabbos? You're telling me Yechidish, yes. It's even called now Rosh Hashanah Yochid for Shabbos. So that's called mikilta. You're taking the cool zik halachas of Sukkah and saying these kal halachas of Sukkah apply still to Shabbos to the chamirta. So they're like a picture base. Really, you only have two walls and a third wall, only a tefach. Really, for Shabbos, it shouldn't be called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But since today is Sukkot and today it's called the kosher Sukkah, who are din on Shabbos Sukkah is called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So Mazuch, you say the kal zik halachas of Sukkah applies to the chom of the kedinim of Shabbos, Amrinon. So for sure, you say the other way. Avada mechemirta lekilta lekol shchein. Avada in this last case, where the Hilcha Shabbos is called the good mechitza. Like here, picture Dalet, we have a movie. We have two mechitzas, one adjacent to the other one. And on top, you have a lechi. So, Madach Hilcha Shabbos is called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The Shabbos is called the mechitza, which is a chomadika din Shabbos. For sure, Avada will help Hilcha Sukkah. Senechman, you have to tell me this. Avada will help Hilcha Sukkah. Lekol shchein. Most is Nagufa. Omar Rava, what did Rava say? That Sikh Chagabe Movi, she yesh le lech.